man, here we go again. Up early, feed the dog, out the door, traffic, at the office, boss in some kind of mood today, no time for lunch, annoying coworker, no time to relax, bedtime. Then we gotta do it all again? No way. Because the best way to break up the mundane every day is to play at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Slots, tables, sports, and a whole lot of perks when you join and play with your club wild card. So, let's play. Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Clinton.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation changes? When you work with Edward Jones, they focus on what's important to you. You'll work together and use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And they'll partner with you to help your strategy stay on track. Visit EdwardJones.com or stop by the office of Todd Nash in Coralville, Jeff Rudolph, or Scott McGill in Iowa City, or Travis Whitmore in North Liberty. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
This is Hawkeye Recap with Brian Hurley, part of the Hawk Fanatic Network. On this podcast, we will relive past Iowa football and basketball games and players from the past 100 plus years. To find more games and players, visit HawkeyeRecap.com.
In this podcast, I share an interview I did with Tyler Devine. He had a podcast called The Devine Line as part of Hawk Fanatic. This is back in February 2021, and I was just getting started with the website. But I thought it'd be interesting to hear a little bit of the background and the dialogue we had. I removed a section around our discussion about City High and then also the Dan Gable story he mentions. I'm going to have that as a separate podcast because I think it's a whole story on its own. And then this is already a little bit longer than a typical episode, so didn't want to make it too much longer. But so I hope you enjoy this podcast.
All right, welcome to episode 17 of the Devine Line podcast, featuring yours truly, Tyler Devine of HawkFanatic.com. It's been a little while since I've done one of these. It's been kind of a crazy month, but today I got in touch with Brian Hurley of HawkeyeRecap.com. He former Iowa football player and City High alum, just like myself, minus the Iowa football player thing. But he started this website called HawkeyeRecap.com, where he finds and posts old footage of old Iowa games, you know, football, basketball. I think that's the only two sports he has on there right now. So what he's doing is really cool. We also appreciate his sponsorship for HawkFanatic.com. The starting point, obviously, is Hawkeye Recap. I mean, I know a little bit about it because I listened to your interview with Pat whenever it was, several months ago. But I'm curious what the starting point was. What, you know, how'd you come up with that idea? And was there something that kicked it off for you?
Yeah, so I think it was maybe 2 years ago. I don't remember the exact date, but I just, you know, I was in Portland and I didn't have like cable. And so I didn't really watch like the basketball games. We did have we had two Iowa sports bars in Portland. And so I would always go watch football. And so it didn't matter for football, but basketball is like little, there wasn't as much organization because the schedule is all over the place. And it was like right after work, Pacific time, you know, it'd be like 4 o'clock start or 5 o'clock start there. So it's hard to get people organized together to go watch a game at the bar. So I would just watch highlights when it came on YouTube or watch the full game, you know. So that's how I was watching most of the last couple of years. And then as I was kind of watching games, I'd see other games listed on the side, like some older classic games that people had uploaded. And then I would like, it would take me down a path of like trying to remember, like, I don't even remember that season at all. Like, what was our record that year and who do we play and what was it, you know? And so I'd have to go look up like the schedule that year and try to figure out like, what was the context of that whole game? Like, and then you'd see, oh, we lost four straight. And then I was like, well, who do we play? Like, and then so I was going back and forth with the schedule and the video I was watching. And then I was, you know, just kind of led me down a path that I was, I just thought, well, maybe I'll play like together, like a database of the games, and then just try to compile what's out there already on YouTube and put it into some format. Cause even if you search for stuff, you can come up with lots of different versions of certain games, and some are better than others. And so I thought I'd just kind of pull together these different sources together and just organize a little bit. So the main thing was like having the summary highlight version. That's the 3 to 5 minute long version. And then if they had a full game where you can see like all the commentary and see every play. And so those are the two kind of versions I'm looking for on each game. And then as I started putting it together, it was kind of cool to pull stats because I like data, and that's my job is like data analysis and consulting. So I was just answering my own questions about when's the last time we played that team? And so I was able to then set up some filters to pull like, when's the last time we played Missouri in basketball or football? And then I could just pull up really quickly like the last few series.
That's okay. So, you know, it started as a hobby. As a hobby.
It is. Yeah, it was really for my own needs. And then I just thought others might enjoy it too and be able to kind of look back at past seasons and years. And I, when I was doing that research, I it's not really compiled anywhere. I thought maybe like Hawkeye Sports would keep some of that, but they've kept it like the last decade or so of like players and stuff. But pre that, it's all kind of lost information. So, it's spread out so much. I'm just trying to figure out a way to consolidate a lot of that information into one central point and then kind of try to find other people who want to provide me some stuff where I can include in there. Cause I'm sure it's all spread out throughout different sources and media guides that are sitting in people's closets and basements and stuff. So
yeah, I'm sure somewhere I have like a media guide from like 1998 or something that I kept because Tim Dwight was my favorite player.
Yeah, and I'm sure like that one's missing. I'm pretty sure there's not many media guides from the 90s that I can find. So like that's a perfect example. And so I've got a scanner, and so if I find something, I can scan it. Like I found an old Sports Illustrated from the 60s where Iowa player was on the cover, and so I can like scan that in and then just have it available. You know, so stuff like that's been kind of cool to find and just piecing together like some of the historical stuff and having a spot where people can find it a little more easily.
Are there like licensing issues? I don't know what for something to be like free use, you know?
Yeah. What I found with YouTube is if you don't monetize it, there's a lot more flexibility there. So that's not something I tried to do. And then most of the videos on there are not mine. They're just other people have loaded. And so if you upload something that they have ways to like scroll through that and determine if there's like a copyright on it. And then it'll say you can't monetize this if they say that someone owns that particular game or video or something. And then, sometimes like there'll be clips that they say is copyright. And so you have to delete the clip out or you have to, you know, again, you can't monetize it, but, and then or they'll just say that they have the rights to it and then they can choose to run ads on it for you. And then they'll keep the ads. So that's what I've seen is as long as you're not trying to make money off of the video, it's been pretty lenient, I think, on the YouTube side of it.
Makes sense.
There may be stuff that, you know, like I've found some old newspaper clippings, so I'll kind of compile those together and post them, but maybe someone will have a problem with that, and that's fine. I'll kind of learn as we go what people have copyright issues on or not, but so far, no one's really complained too much about the stuff I put together.
I'm 30 years old or whatever, you know, at that point, people are probably like, you know, who cares? This sounds like something that basically I did as a kid just without a website. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've watched the Freedom Bowl from like, 1984. Yeah. I mean, my dad had old games on VHS, you know, all the 85 Michigan game, you know, number one versus number two. I mean, the first game after Chris Street's death. But
and those are all like someone has already uploaded some of those big games. But then, like, I just got a hold of 1994 Iowa Central Michigan football, and it was like some blowout game, you know. But for like some of my teammates and stuff, that was the game they got in and played, right? And so they never got a, unless their family had recorded that game or something, they don't, they might not have seen that for years, right? Or it wasn't digitized, or it's in a VHS player, and like a lot of people don't have VHS players anymore, so they got these old tapes. And so that was part of like going through some of the few tapes I had and trying to just clean through stuff. I'm like, I shouldn't be holding on to this VHS tape. This is degrading every day in quality, and so I need to get this digitized somehow. So
is there a way to do that?
Kind of going through old stuff. Yeah, you can get like a little adapter that hooks from like a VHS player that we'll plug in through an adapter, and then we'll plug in through your computer. And then you play the video on your VHS player, and then it processes and records what's on your screen on the computer. And so I did that with a few things, but I need to get another one of those devices. I've got someone reached out and said that they've got a box full of tapes. And so this summer, maybe I'm going to go and look at what they've got, and maybe I'll get one of those adapters and start processing and digitizing some of those. But
yeah, if you're in Iowa City, maybe I'll go digging through my parents' stuff and see if I can find my,
that's where
I used to have
them
on display, obviously, but then, you know, DVDs came along and the VHS tapes went somewhere in a plastic tote.
So DVD player, DVDs, you can, if you have a DVD player in a computer, there's files that pop up when you put in your computer, and those files you can, I've had to convert from whatever format. It's like a VOB format or something, and then you convert it to like an MP4 or something. So it's already digitized. It's just getting it into a format that like YouTube likes. And then I'll go in and look at it. If it's got a bunch of commercials, I'll take the commercials out and stuff like that. So.
Do you need a great electrical contractor or fire and water restoration specialist? Well, contact Lance Bolin at LB Electric and LJ Construction in North Liberty. Lance has served the corridor for many years and is ready to help you. Call Lance Bolin at 319-640-1116. That's 319-640-1116. Or visit LJ_construction on Instagram for licensed and insured electrical work, fire and water restoration, and remodeling.
Hi, this is AJ Perez, managing partner at Deere Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Waukee and Iowa City. I'm so proud of our team at both locations. We are committed to one thing, giving our customers the absolute best when it comes to service and a car buying experience, the kind of experience that brings you back. What makes us different? We believe at Deere, we don't just sell cars, we help people buy them.
Is there one game that you've kind of been looking for that you haven't been able to find yet?
Yeah, there's a few that are I'd love to find. There's a lot of the NCAA tournament games are missing. Like, I thought those would be the easiest ones to find, and those have been actually really challenging. So maybe that one's like CBS or whoever is not letting those get out, or they're, and I'm not sure exactly, but let me see if I can find a good one. Like 2005, let's see. That's not the right one.
One of my favorites that I used to watch was the, what was it, 95 Sun Bowl?
Yep. That one's
against
up there for sure.
Washington?
Yep.
With the banana peels?
Oh, yeah. Those were,
I had somewhere, I have one of those jerseys. Signed by
my years were 93 to 96, and we had those banana peels, 94 and 95.
Yeah, I have.
So, yeah, those.
Somewhere I have one signed by Dwight.
Let's see. I'm just kind of scrolling through my list here of like games that I don't have any videos for. Let's see. I'll pick a good one here that we actually won. Like the NIT game, Iowa DePaul, it played in Moline. Can't find that one.
When was that?
That was 94. 95. Okay. We played Duke and Honolulu in 94 and beat them on the Rainbow Classic. Don't have that one. We played UCLA in 1990, beat them at home, and they were number 5. I think I remember going to that game, actually. And so, like, that would be a cool one to find. And then, like, anything, like, really 1990s and earlier is really sporadic on what's out there. More recent stuff, obviously, like, the Ference era has been a little easier to find, but every year, you know, early in the years, it's pretty vacant. Maybe about 2005 and on, it gets a little bit more prevalent with videos, but there's a lot out there that's missing. So I'm just kind of looking for what, even if they're insignificant games, they're cool just to find.
Yeah. What's your early, you know, obviously you grew up in Iowa City, like me. Yep. Went to the best high school in the state.
That's right.
What's your earliest Iowa sports memory?
Yeah, I was asking my dad that too, because he would have taken me to a football game, and I was guessing it was either 79, 80, or 81, because I was born in 74. So I was probably about 5 when Hayden would have arrived. And so I remember going to a game and being bored to tears after the first quarter, you know, and wanting to leave. And so that was probably that time period is when things started to get a little exciting again back in the football program. So,
yeah.
But as far as like actual real memories, it was, I know we got to go to like a road game at Michigan in the early 80s. So I remember that long drive and vaguely going into Michigan Stadium, and I think we end up losing, but maybe it was a close game. So some of those memories I'm trying to remember, is that the game we won or lost? I think we lost that one, because I think I was upset, but you know, like,
yeah.
So it's like piecing things together, and that's been really interesting. And then like even some of the older games that I played in, like it's a fog for me, like what happened. And so watching the game, it's like those memories start to come back a little bit, and even just little stuff like what I did in those games. Good and bad. It's like, oh yeah, now I remember that one. That was awful. Like
I missed a 27 yarder.
Not so bad. I thought I did worse than that. It's actually not too bad. So okay, my memory is it fails me a little bit. But so that's been kind of fun, just kind of remembering things that I should remember. But it's kind of it's easy to kind of forget all the details sometimes.
Yeah. No. I know. I mean, I think my earliest one is maybe the Iowa the football team played Tulsa in like 97.
There was we played 93, we won, and we went to Tulsa 96 and lost. That was my senior year.
It was at Kinnick.
Okay, then that was probably 97. I think, is that the one Tavian ran?
Yeah, it was like 63-3. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Tavian Banks had like 270 yards on the ground, or you know, something insane. I mean, the only thing I remember from it is Dwight making a crazy catch along the sidelines for a touchdown. That's the only thing I remember from that game. But what's the oldest game that you found? Because I've actually seen footage of my great granduncle Aubrey Devine play.
Yeah, yeah.
There's I think my grandma had footage of, I don't know where it would even be now, but it was like a 20-second clip from like some Iowa, like athletic department special back in like the 50s that they must have aired. And there's like it's like 20 seconds of this game from 1921, you know?
Wow.
And that was pretty cool. But, you know, you don't see like, you know, the Kinnick, I mean, there's not much film of even the Rose Bowl teams in the 50s.
Yeah, I think they've got like one of the Rose Bowls is a full game, but maybe the other one is just highlights or something. So,
and then everything from 1960 to 1978 has probably just been burned, so nobody has to ever watch it again.
I did find that recent 1974 UCLA upset win, so that was pretty cool finding. That was
I saw
a lot of people
that, yeah.
were. we're looking for. And this guy, Dave, that had a bunch of DVD copies of these, have been helping me get those uploaded. So yeah, that's been cool. I just looked and it looks like the 1921 is on there. It's part of like a series of like a video put out by the university, and then they have little segments throughout the years. So I'll put all those in the individual games, but they're all part of one big video, I guess. So that's probably the oldest one with like a highlights on it. And those run through like the 20s and 30s. And then like the 39 Notre Dame Iowa game that we won 7-6.
Mm-hmm.
That one has there's a full game that got published a few years back from the university. So that's pretty cool. I think they colorized it too.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. So I actually, you know, you watch that and it's amazing to see the different style of play.
It's bonkers, man. Like,
yeah,
you know, you read about, you know, I obviously have read a lot about Aubrey because he's, he's blood, but like,
yeah, yep.
You know, one guy like kicking, punting, kickoff return, punt return, like drop kicking field goals and extra points and all that stuff. Like, it's just wild to see, even, you know, when you played the different style. I mean,
Oh yeah.
You know, you watch like Chuck Long backing straight up back in the 80s, and it looks so strange to see a quarterback doing that. I mean, it's wild to see. And then I watched some of the Iowa Michigan State basketball game you posted from, was it 1982?
Yeah. 82, 81, 83, somewhere in there. Yep.
Cause I know Mark Gannon pretty well. And I was like, I'll watch. I've never seen footage of him playing. Like, I'll watch it for a little while. And it, you know, I don't think there was a shot clock.
No.
So they're just throwing the ball around the perimeter for like 45 seconds. And after a while, I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna have to talk to him about this. Be like, what was Loot doing?
Yeah. Something right, I guess. For that time of basketball era, it was effective, right? So they had a lot of good runs there. There was a couple of tournament games in that time period that, and I got the one for Missouri 83, and we were 7 seed and they were 2 seed and we beat them. I'd never even heard of that game before.
Neither have I.
So that one is pretty cool to see. But they had a decent runs, and then they had some bad upsets where they lost as higher seeds in that time period with Loot. And so I can't find some of those games. I'd love to just, you know, see what happened and when we were a 4 seed or 3 seed back then. And and part of it's, you know, just being able to reflect back on history and say, all right, this is, if the current game of the day didn't go so well, it's like, oh, just watch something where we did do well. A memory or a dealing with the current frustration of watching a game. Let's go watch something that was a better outcome.
See, I'd like to see some old City High games. So I remember going to some, you know, in the 90s. I remember going to the Unidome with my dad and my grandpa, and I don't know, I guess it was probably 96 when they won that state title.
Yeah. My brother was on that team, the 96 one. Yeah.
With Rob Tine and, you know, all those guys.
Yep.
Speaking of City High, we both played for Dan Sabers. Well, he was an assistant when you were there, but
yep.
Do you have any Dan Sabers stories? Because I feel like everybody that comes across that guy has a Sabers story.
You know, and not too specifically, because I didn't, you know, I was a full-time kicker punter. I did some receiver drills, right? And I did D-back drills, but I wasn't going to get in unless something severely bad went desperate. Then they might put me in there, but I did the drills, be more part of the team. But so I didn't really have like where he was coaching me directly on stuff. So just more just being part of the program, I think he's just like one of the more intense and motivational people that, you know, you could have on your program, because you have someone to kind of rally people around. And at that time, he was intimidating, right? And so he had a big voice and exciting, and you didn't want to, you know, let him down, and you didn't want to get into trouble, right? And so
do not want to feel the wrath of Sabres. No.
Yeah, yeah. And so
you gotta use your body.
Right. But like then they had like the coach time and then off the field, right? You know, super nice and
right.
And just almost different, completely different. And but yeah, it was just I think it's just so impressive how much he's committed to that school and contributed to that program over the years. And I think it's just like, it's just amazing. So it's, you know, he deserves all kinds of accolades for, you know, the years of service he's committed to that program. And I know like high school coaches just, you know, that's a labor of love, right? You don't do that for the money and to be
well, you can't.
That committed to City High. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think this is so impressive to put that many years into something like that. And so, yeah, I'm glad he gets some time to retire and that's
wax.
A big shoes to fill, literally.
Yeah, I mean, it's a, you know, City High's had guys like that, you know, when I was there, especially with the football program, you know, like Coach Casey, I mean,
okay.
You yep. talk about a character, I mean,
yep.
talking about how he mows his lawn at night so he doesn't have to see the Trojan green grass or whatever, you know, like it's like you know, I remember like going to workouts at like 7 a.m. and he had been there since probably 5 and he's laying on his back in the coach's office, you know, by the gym there watching film from like 20 years, you know, 20 years before I was even there, you know, games from before I was born, you know. It was just that guy.
Yeah, I know. People, we always thought that he lived at the school and always there, always present. I mean, those are like the people that are the secrets to success of the programs, right? It's their dedication and commitment to making things run smoothly. It's the John Streifs of each
yes.
organization, right? Is behind the scenes, they're doing all this work and the players get the accolades or the head coach gets it, but it's all the individuals that are keeping things going. And yeah, they don't get the spotlight, but they're definitely a huge contributor to the success, especially like long-term success that the football program has had, from Larry Brown through Sabres. And but those assistant coaches that have been there a long time, running the workouts, opening the gym up, setting up the drills, taking down the cones, you know, all those things are not well recognized, but so critical.
No, it's interesting you mentioned John Streif, because I swear that every former player I've ever met, I mean, nobody's ever said anything bad about John Streif. There's no way. I don't think it's possible. And everybody had some sort of experience with him, because he treats everybody like they're important.
Yeah, that's a great way to say it. He was just loved people and he showed it. And yeah, I think he left a mark with everybody that he came into contact with. And that's pretty powerful. I mean, not many people can have that kind of ability to influence people just by their conversations and interactions with them.
He should have a statue.
Impression like that. Yeah.
He should have a statue somewhere. Somewhere around that football facility, there should be a tribute to John Streif.
And he's in those old videos. Like I posted the like 81 video and there he was walking around with, you know, getting water and taping someone's leg up, you know? And so it's almost like he's always been there, right?
Him and Hattie. Yep. Hattie's all yeah. over those videos too. Yep.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483, 400-4483.
Support for this podcast comes from Systems Unlimited, celebrating 50 years of providing services to people living with disabilities and mental health needs throughout East Central Iowa. A list of their services and upcoming events can be found at sui.org. That is sui.org.
You know, that's another thing, like the wrestling. There's not many videos on there. I do want to add that as part of another sport. So right now I've just got football and basketball, but if I could get my hands on a bunch of those videos, then it would be, I think, worthwhile to put in a section for wrestling and then
yeah.
have each match and then like build out profiles for the coaches and the players as well. And just kind of, again, just compiling a lot of that together. But like an article like that about the, you know, really getting to know the individual person and player, I think are really the fascinating ones. I haven't really been posting articles or things that are just like generic stat things, but more about like interviews with people where you get to find out their personality and stuff. And so like that would be an awesome article to have under the Dan Gable page, where you list out all these, you know, obviously accomplishments and stuff, but also the videos where he's, you know, giving an interview and being real open and honest about stuff he's done. And I think those are the most fascinating ones. You know, like I found Public Television did an interview with Hayden early on, and
interesting.
I thought that was really interesting, like just to hear, you know, where he was at that time and what he was thinking. And
I think people would watch old wrestling.
Really interesting ones. Yeah, I agree. I think I remember watching those on Public Television when they came on, and I went to the Dan Gable wrestling camp and I was terrible, but you had to go, right? It's like, this is, at the time you're like, this is an experience that you're going to not, you don't want to regret that of, you know, even if you're not very good, you should go through this experience. And yeah, so I wasn't into wrestling, but I enjoyed following the team, you know, when they're that successful. So there's bits and pieces of wrestling that I think are out there that I'd love to piece together. Same with women's basketball, and, you know, in the future, maybe it'd be great to have field hockey. I don't know how many of those were actually recorded, you know, or any other sports, but.
You might be able to find it on the digital archives. I know they've been digitizing a lot of stuff and putting them on the university archives. I mean, they might be there, but I don't know.
Yeah, they have a listing, and I did reach out to them, and they have been kind of chipping away at some of the stuff they have as physical items and trying to digitize those. So I think a year or two ago, they sent me some of the links, and those are some of the older ones where they had like a few basketball games from the 50s. I think they found a couple older games, football from the 40s and 30s, at least clips of them. And so, yeah, they've got some of that that they're working through. So that reminds me, I need to check to see if they've added anything new there. I think just it's been kind of fun finding these different sources of information, and just that's the goal of the site, just to compile it into one area. So, and then let people kind of go through a rabbit hole of, because I found myself just as I'm updating stuff, it takes me down this whole rabbit hole of really interesting stuff, of finding a newspaper clipping, and then that talks about someone else who was on the team, and I was like, who was that person? And then I look up something there, and that there's some interesting backstory there. Guy Jim Sharp, I think it was. He was a guy from New Orleans. I think that's his last name, but he came to university. He was a well-recruited basketball player, and then he ended up going blind and couldn't play anymore because he had some complications, some medical complications or something with him.
Interesting.
And so he's in like the Iowa yearbook, and they have a story about him on what happened. And so I can link out to that story that gives all the details there, but he never played a single, but you know, he lived for many years, and he went on, and he was like, I can't remember what he had, like a, I think he did some kind of medical thing, or he's a lawyer or something, but did a full career and things, but never had heard of him before. And some people in that time period remember him, but he never played, but he was on the team and he was recruited and on scholarship, and just something tragic like that happened.
Interesting.
So those kind of stories are really interesting. You just get down this path, and all of a sudden 3 hours later, you're like, oh man, I just spent all that time looking up something. It's kind of cool.
It is, man. It's really cool what you're doing. I better get you out of here. I've taken up too much of your time, and Hardy is calling me, so I better.
Oh, you gotta answer that.
He needs something done. So, I really appreciate your time, man. I look forward to seeing what you do with Hawkeye Recap here in the future.
Well, yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for reaching out.
Thanks again to Brian for joining me. That was really fun. I'm kind of a history nerd at times too, so that was, you know, interesting to learn how he does that.
If you have topics or games or opponents or players you'd like to learn about, please contact me. You can reach me through the website, HawkeyeRecap.com. You can also find me on Twitter and on Facebook. If you know other Hawkeye fans that might like hearing this podcast, if you could please let them know about it, I really appreciate it. Thanks and go Hawks!